And staying with the realities of rural life, Monmouthshire farmers Kate and Jim Bevan are no strangers to sharing their livestock knowledge, since their family farm in Llanfethrin near Abergavenny became the filming location for the BBC Two programme Lambing Live. But the couple have now extended their business by opening a country school to teach courses varying from lambing, shearing and butchery to cider making and creative writing. Our reporter Emma Thomas went for a lesson.
This is Ronnie and Reggie. These are my boys. They're misunderstood. Everybody's scared of geese. If a goose comes running towards you, you've just got to be a bigger goose and walk towards them and they'll run away.
Oh, God, dogs.
God, geese.
Kate and Jim Bevan's family-run farm near Abergavenny became the scene of something of a live television first on the BBC series Lambing Live. Alongside delivering an average of 1,500 lambs each season, the couple are now turning their working home into a country school.
It's an outdoor classroom, as you can see. The birds still nest in the roof, and we wanted to keep it that way because, especially when we're running wildlife habitat courses, it's nice for people to sit here and actually see.
Yeah.
We've got to do health and safety first and foremost, because a lot of people who come onto farms from towns and cities, and their immune system is not as strong as ours, because we live with it every day. And then we get into the nitty-gritty, don't we? Okay, so this is our sheep shed. Here are the pens where the ewes lambs are put in just after the lambs are born to give them a little bit of time to get to know each other, a bit of a bonding time. Let's come and see. There you go, less than 2 hours old. What Jim's doing at the moment is taking some milk off this ewe, and then that'll be fed to the little lamb over there whose mum loves him but hasn't got enough milk.
She's just talking to her lamb as well, then, like. I'll just help him along until she lets her milk down. So it's quite nice to have a ewe over there, like a milk bank.
So you had your first school day.
Yes.
How did it go?
We had a student save a lamb's life. The lamb was born in a bag. The fluid was still around its head. It wouldn't have made it if she hadn't have intervened and opened up the sac, which is what we were talking about in the morning. So she followed it through and actually saved a lamb's life. Another student was so keen, she wouldn't leave until she'd lambed a ewe. She stayed on us at night and we had a very large single lamb, difficult labour, and we talked her through it. She did it all herself. She said it was the best day of her life.
The school will offer sheep and cattle training alongside livestock courses, as well as lessons in the more cultural elements of country life.
The reason we called it Kate's Country School, they're country courses. We've got a lady who hopefully is going to teach country cooking next year. We've got so many locals in the area who have so many skills. I've got another lady who's great at wood turning, another lady who does all sorts of floral crafts. They could fish in the river. We've got lovely brown trout in there. Cook it by the side of the river. Get a taste of the countryside.
Many of the school's student recruits have followed the increasing awareness for locally sourced food and self-sustainability.
All right, girls, if I get you up, you're going to start coming to say hello. These ladies, they're Belgian blue. They've been bucket reared. They're so friendly and they're gorgeous. We're going to cover cattle with the livestock horses. And the pigs are coming, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've had a piggery here for years, haven't we? And we're just going to get two sows, not so much for commercial use, because if you work out how much pig food is at the moment, there's not an awful lot of money for us to produce pigs, but I just love pigs.